And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of July, 2017. It was on this day, 1679, Daniel Gracelin, Sieur de Lute, first reached Lake Superior, about where the city is that bears his name, Duluth. French soldier, explorer, he came to try to broker a peace agreement between the Sioux and the Ojibwe Indians so that the French could resume their fur trading there. And he did negotiate a peace treaty. He arranged some intertribal marriages and then headed west to explore the Mississippi and the St. Croix. 1698, on this day, the British engineer Thomas Savery patented the first steam engine. He was trying to find a way to pump water out of coal mines and eventually built this machine that itself was filled with water. When steam was introduced under pressure, the water level rose. It created a vacuum that would draw more water up through the valve below. It was Thomas Savery who came up with the term horsepower. It was on this day, 1937, Amelia Earhart was last heard from somewhere over the Pacific. She and her navigator, Fred Noonan, had set off in May from Miami to fly around the world in a Lockheed Electrum. They'd completed all but about 7,000 miles of the trip, landed in New Guinea. There were U.S. Coast Guard ships in place to help guide them to their next stop, the tiny Howland Island. Weather cloudy, rainy when they left New Guinea. Earhart communicated to the Coast Guard cutter Itasca, "We must be on you, but we cannot see you. Fuel is running low. Been unable to reach you by radio. We're flying at 1,000 feet. Her last transmission about an hour later was, "We are running north and south." It's the birthday of Hermann Hesse, born in Calf, Germany, 1877. When he was in his 30s, he started studying Eastern religions, took a trip to India, and wrote his novel Siddhartha about the early life of the Gautama Buddha. Hermann Hesse, who said, "The world is not imperfect or slowly evolving along a path to perfection. No, it is perfect at every moment. Every sin already carries grace in it." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds, Diagnosis. By the time I was 6 months old, she knew something was wrong with me. I got looks on my face she had not seen on any child in the family or the extended family or the neighborhood. My mother took me in to the pediatrician with the kind hands, a doctor with a name like a suit size for a wheel, Hub Long. My mom did not tell him what she thought, in truth, that I was possessed. It was just these strange looks on my face. He held me and conversed with me, chatting as one does with a baby. And my mother said, "She's doing it now. Look, she's doing it now." And the doctor said, "What your daughter has is called a sense of humor." "Oh," she said, and took me back to the house where that sense would be tested and found to be incurable. A poem by Sharon Olds, Diagnosis, from One Secret Thing, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.